Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned about violent, lethal attacks on civilians in Sudan by the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese Armed Forces, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
In Darfur and more recently in Al Jazeera, reports indicate an alarming rise in widespread, targeted, ethnically motivated killings and mass atrocities by the RSF. In the Khartoum area in particular, SAF aerial bombings on markets and public places launched without any clear military objective have killed large numbers of civilians.
In light of the gravity of the situation in Sudan, the United States has four primary calls to action. First is the responsibility of all parties to this conflict to facilitate the flow of aid across all cross-border and cross-line routes, stressed Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
We commend the Sudanese authorities for opening the Adre border crossing in mid-August. This single route allowed aid organizations to bring enough food, health, and nutrition supplies to serve more than 1.9 million people. Now Sudanese authorities must keep Adre border crossing open indefinitely. Millions of lives depend on it.
The second step is to bring an end to hostilities, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
All countries should cease providing military support to the belligerents, and every one of us must continue to press the parties to return to the negotiating table with the aim of ending this conflict.
The U.S. also supports the establishment of a compliance monitoring and verification mechanism following a broad cessation of hostilities agreement, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Such a mechanism could ensure that international humanitarian law obligations and JEDA commitments are respected and implemented on the ground. And so this council and the international community writ large should empower African partners to lead on the establishment of such a mechanism, including by supporting scenario planning on design and deployment.
Finally, it is incumbent on the international community to support a transition to inclusive and democratic civilian governance. That includes seeking accountability for atrocities and other abuses committed over the past year and a half. We as the Security Council need to continue to pressure belligerents to end the violence now, declared Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, and to ensure life-saving aid reaches those in need, and to put Sudan on the path to democracy and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.